Hey guys, welcome in. We are right after the Warriors take, I don't know if it's the toughest loss on the season, but just from an impact and from a just performance standpoint, this is up there with one of the worst losses of the season, given that the Warriors now have to win out. There's pretty much no ifs, ands, and buts about it. They have to beat a tough, hard-playing Blazers team in Portland. It's going to be a fun plane ride up there, knowing that, hey, you got tired legs after chasing this one. You know, Jimmy, Steph played, what, 38, 37 minutes, respectively, and Steph played, you know, 9 heavy minutes towards the end. A lot of usage where those two are just doing everything. They are going to have tired legs. You got to beat that Portland team, and then 2 days later, you have to come back and basically a basically, it's like a game seven against the Clippers, because I'm assuming, depending on how the Clippers shape up, you know, both teams will need a win to get into the playoffs. I guess in a weird way, you know, maybe the Warriors catch a light break and the Clippers have, you know, say the fourth or fifth or sixth seed locked up, and that game doesn't really mean that much to them. So I guess there's an outside shot that the Warriors catch the Clippers just kind of resting and maybe sitting some of their stars. But I don't think we can expect that from the Clippers. And chances are the Clippers are going to want to knock the Warriors out of the playoffs because of the history and just because it's the Warriors and nobody wants to see them into the playoffs. So we're going to accept that, hey, this was the game. The Warriors had one game they could lose and still probably be able to get into that sixth spot. And this, we're just going to have to say that this was the one. But again, it is a tough loss because, well, there's silver linings, but it's also a tough loss because you got that Jimmy Butler game. You know, Jimmy got to the line 17 times. You saw that, hey, when the team needed it, he can attack. He can be aggressive. It was refreshing to see him, you know, turn on the green light and go. And I know he only had, you know, in the box score, only 8 field goal attempts, but, you know, he was probably in reality getting, you know, probably 15, 16 attempts and just got fouled on a lot of them. So you loved to see it out of Jimmy, but you hate to see it in a wasted effort. And I guess back to the silver lining is you saw a lot of just high leverage, clutch, pick and roll, just with Jimmy, Steph, two-man game. They kind of got away from it a little bit towards the end. I'm guessing that on that terrible turnover with 32 seconds left, that own step inbounded it to Jimmy. I don't even know exactly what happened there, but I'm going to assume they were going to go to their little two man right there. But for whatever reason, you know, it was good to see that, hey, you know, we can rely on this. And it's, you know, similar to like when Durant was with the Warriors and they kind of ran that 1-3 or 3-1 pick and roll. So the two man game, and then obviously, you know, Steph and Draymond have that two man game. So it's, I guess it's nice to know that, hey, the Warriors have a couple different weapons in the clutch that they can go to that are generally pretty productive. The problem in this one is the role players, the spacing. You know, I don't want to point any fingers up at Jemski because he's been playing great, but he just didn't shoot well tonight. Moses Moody, 1-for-7 from three, didn't shoot well. And most concerning is him passing up that open three in the final minute, and it's high game. You know, you have to shoot that. You're open in the corner. I know you're holding in saying, okay, let's just get the ball to Steph. But if you're not going to shoot that, then you can't be in the game, at least on offense. So you got to shoot that, Moses. And that was the concerning part, that, hey, you know, the Warriors, for as savvy, old, mature, and confident as your young Pajemski Moody combo is, they are still young, and you just don't really know what you're going to get in. You know, this is the highest leverage moment that the Warriors have had. This is the moment that, you know, they've been in at the end of games. They've hit some big shots throughout the season, but now with, you know, basically your season on the line, you know, what can you get from them? Because they haven't been in moments truly like this before. Are they going to have the confidence to take that shot? Are they going to have the confidence to make that shot? Are they going to be able to get defensive stops on the other end? All things that we're going to find answers to, you know, potentially in the next week, or, you know, hopefully longer. But you got the first glimpse of, hey, the Warriors kind of tightening up a little bit down the stretch. Steph Curry tried to will us to victory, you know, missed that three at the end, but, you know, that's a tough shot, but, you know, Steph hits that a lot of the time. Jimmy Butler was able to get to the line with several times on the stretch, which I mean, I guess it's consistent offense. I don't know how, if you're going to just be able to rely or it's even evaluate that, hey, like the Warriors have a guy that can get them there at the end and just keep getting to the free throw line. Speaking of which, Draymond Green passed a big test, made two huge free throws, looked pretty confident and good on those. Also had a great stop on Keldon Johnson and in transition, which led to Jimmy Butler getting to the free throw line on the rebound. So, good plays, the veterans, showed up down the stretch, but Spurs showed up a little bit more. Obviously, Barnes, you just whatever, you hit that three, it's a great shot. You tip the hat. Keldon Johnson with just kind of like a counter move against Draymond, finished with his left in the lane. I mean, good shot. But the point is, the Warriors, it shouldn't have gotten there in the first place. The Warriors had a chance to, get separation in this game, and then they just went cold for basically the entire second quarter, just missing a bunch of threes, not getting to the hoop, not attacking the rack, not cutting. I want to talk about cutting. Cutting is what makes the Warriors who they are over the past decade or more, right? It's just cutting when, Steph's getting all the attention. It's getting the ball into that split action, cutting off of that. Now with Jimmy Butler, what you'll see is, every time Jimmy has the ball and he's basically driving into the hoop, everyone knows to cut because that's when Jimmy is looking to pass. And it just serves as a reminder and more so just kind of inspiration that, hey, we need to continue cutting. And that's when the Warriors are at their best. They got away from that in the second half, in the second quarter. They got away from that in the early third quarter. They or sorry, in the early fourth quarter. In the third quarter, that's when you saw, Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry going off and people playing off of them. Jimmy, getting down low and finding cutters, and that's when the Warriors made their run in the third. So it's just kind of getting back to just movement, activity, seeing the cut, seeing the lane, being able to finish, which the Warriors didn't do great in this one. And then just obviously, Steph and Jimmy just trying to be great, and will you there? So, I mean, it's not a lot to say other than it's a tough loss. We're just gonna have to bounce back. I thought also the defense was, it was okay. Not enough force, not enough disruption. We had a few steals and a few, here or there nice plays at the rim, but all in all, had. We missed Gary Payton the second. He would have been on Stephon Castle the entire time. And Steph did an okay job on Castle, but now you're asking even that much more out of Steph. And quite frankly, just Steph, when Steph was off the court, the Warriors were horrible in this. I think Steph was like a plus 13. And then when he was off the court, what does that make them? A minus 16. So it was very clear, as well as Jimmy played, that number could have been even worse, the on off with Steph. But basically, the role players didn't step up in this one. We missed GP2. We missed Quentin Post. And, just those little things like the spacing that Post provides, and some maybe, of anybody that can, you rely on to be a solid 3-point shooter, it's Post. If anybody you can rely on to get some stops, especially against a young point guard, it's GP2. Anyone can cut off ball and kind of just give you a little more energy when things are getting a little flat, it's GP2. And usually it's Pajemski too, but I think, Pajemski was down, was bound to come back down to earth just a little bit. The shooting, obviously, he had an off night shooting, just not too impactful. But nevertheless, I am confident that Brandon will bounce back a little bit. Just kind of mentioning again the Kuminga. I mean, this is the type of game where, again, you hope that he can maybe step up and give you a spark. Didn't play that many minutes last night. You're on a back to back. He's your young, most athletic guy. This is the time for, hey, like, can you play a good solid 30, 35 minutes for us and kind of just get us to the finish line? Not so much. He went 5 for 10 and had 12 points, but quite frankly, it's, I said it last time, he's just not integrated in this offense. Steve Kerr to start the fourth quarter. He played Kuminga, Draymond, Butler in that front court together, which we know hasn't really been working. I can understand, especially with the lead, him just kind of wanting to give it a look, see if they can figure something out. Played it with Pajemski and Moody. So you're getting pretty much all the starters there. And then Kuminga instead of Steph. It didn't go very well. They tried to get to the hoop. Kuminga missed an open three. It's the shooting has just not been there for Jonathan, and that hopefully will come back around. But it's just, I mean, he's not getting downhill. Every time he's trying to get downhill, he's getting stripped. He's not getting out in transition. The things that he typically does well and brings to this team, it's been kind of missing lately. And then on the flip side, I'll say, he has been doing some of the things that you're asking him to do, his areas of improvement where, he is making the extra pass sometimes. His defense has been a bit better, although he's starting to foul again a little bit too much. His rebounding has been a little bit better, up until this point. So, you're getting some of the good things that you're asking for him, but now he's not really getting back to the things that make him, one of our rising super prospects, whatever you want to call him. So, again, if the Warriors are going to go anywhere, it's he needs to emerge because you kind of saw the limitations of this Warriors team. As great as Steph and Jimmy kind of will you, it's just missing a little bit of athleticism, some kind of just playing with force and just some verticality to it. It just needs a little shot in the arm, and that's exactly what Kuminga should be giving you, and just hasn't been. So I'm not pinning this on him, but it's just another opportunity for him to have stepped up. And he only played 18 minutes and was a minus two in his time in there. All right, that's enough. Let's flush it, move on, take care of business, just one game at a time at this point, because that's what you got in the season. Basically any loss at this point, you're playing in the play-in, and then any loss at that point, you are playing next season. So gotta figure it out quick. You learn from your losses. So I guess if nothing else, good experience. Good to kind of see, like I said, the Jimmy Butler Steph dynamic when the season is, quote unquote on the line almost. And just to kind of see what you have when the stakes are raised to the highest. So Moody Pajemski, maybe step up a little bit more, be a little more aggressive in that fourth quarter. Give me a little bit more. But at that point, I need to see a little bit more out of just our role players in general. All right. I will see you guys in Portland. Have a good one. I will talk to you then. Until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.